the Great Exhibition was built by Paxman. It's got that sort of modular greenhouse ceiling because it was the way they finally worked out how to enclose a vast space. Nobody had ever tried to do anything like that since building cathedrals in the 13th century. And it was that understanding was what we took forward to how do we build a skyscraper. The Stockport Viaduct is one of the largest brick buildings in the world. It's something like 2.5 million bricks. They had to completely revolutionize how you make bricks. They just couldn't make them fast enough. But that was actually a German, the Hoffman kiln, where you can continuously fire bricks in a big donut shape. The Great Western Railway was the longest railway in the world, with a bunch of unproven technology built to a different gauge by a civil engineer who'd never done railways before. His chief mechanical engineer was a chap called Daniel Gooch. He was 19, and he got the job because he sent a letter to Brunel and just said, look, stop employing these amateurs. I'm going to design you engines that are absolutely world-beating and will haul trains at speeds that nobody has ever seen before. And he got the gig. That's the wonderful thing about the Industrial Revolution. You find everything, there was a problem and some guy turned up and it was his obsession and he fixed it.